Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
Having briefly addressed the singularity, as modern scientists call it, when time, space, and matter began to exist, the Lord visits the unexplained wonders of gravity and the world appearing to hang on nothing. Then he speaks of the limits he set for the waves and the glory of each unique sunrise. No one has helped him with any of this, nor do they understand how he does it. We may seek the secrets of the universe, but our most important task is to wonderingly worship its glorious creator. Much of humanity admires a Newton or an Einstein, who may discover a few of God's creative details, yet ignore the master inventor of everything. But the Lord has only begun his tour. After picturing the cloud cover stretched out as protective clothing over earth's surface, Job 38, verse 9, the Lord takes us to examine, quote, the springs of the sea, and explore, quote, the depths, verse 16. But where Job couldn't go, submersibles have unlocked these marvels. Discovering that cold seawater sinks to the bottom and flows into channels under Earth's crust, there it is heated, and then, miles from where it entered, rises up again through hydrothermal vents on the sea floor, providing, quote, the springs of the sea. And here's something else to ponder, Job. Quote, have the gates of death been revealed to you? Verse 17. Any idea how earthbound humans step into the other world? More important than any of this, quote, where is the way to the dwelling of light? Verse 19. Genesis 1 explains that light existed in the universe before the sun, moon, and stars. Of course, God lives in light, 1 Timothy 6:16, and Jesus is the only way there. Once sons of night, but now by grace the sons of light, 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 5, we are welcome to live in the land where the sun never sets.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.